From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The scene in New York City today was jarring, smoke pouring from a tall building, and news that an aircraft crashed into a high-rise. Later this afternoon, after the flames were put out, the story took another jarring turn. Reports came in that New York Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle was on board. The New York City Medical Examiner says two people were killed in the crash. Mayor Michael Bloomberg gave reporters details of the plane's route, beginning with its takeoff from an airport in New Jersey.
The small plane takes off from Teterboro at 2:30, circles the Statue of Liberty, heads up the East River. As far as we can tell, at that point had not violated any air traffic control rules as to where planes can fly. Air traffic control lost radar contact with the plane heading north at about the 59th Street Bridge. At 2:42, a 911 call came in reporting the crash.
The building that was hit is on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security say there's no indication of any relation between the crash and terrorism. For more details, we turn now to NPR's Robert Smith, who joins us from New York. Robert, you were at this news conference with Mayor Bloomberg. What more was he able to say about the crash?
Well, the most amazing thing is that nobody in the building was hurt. There were actually two residents, he said, who were on the 41st floor where this plane went in, and who heard the noise and just got out of there. But he said there were a few people who refused medical attention, but overall, no injuries, no fatalities. The people who were in the building, which is pretty amazing. I mean, if you flash back just a couple of hours, where there were scenes of fire coming out of this building, the streets were filled with smoke, people were running from the area, a massive police and fire response to it. People were immediately thinking in their heads, terrorism, 9/11, all of this. And the way it turns out is that it was a light plane. It was unfortunate for the two people who were in the plane, but it did very little damage to the building, didn't hurt anybody in the building, that's fairly good news considering what happened here tonight.
And I just want to be clear about what we know and what we don't know about a story that is still developing. It's been reported that this plane was registered to New York Yankee pitcher Corey Lytle. Is it clear that he was also on board the plane, that he actually perished in this crash?
Well, the Associated Press is quoting a police official who says that they found some items of Mr. Lytle in the street, and that he was on the plane. Now, the mayor will not confirm that. He says they're talking to next of kin. He would only say that there was a flight instructor and a student on board the plane, only two people, that it had looked like they were doing this sightseeing mission and had come up the East River, and they lost track of them about the Queensboro Bridge.
Robert, could you tell us what's actually going on at the scene now around 72nd Street on the Upper East Side?
Well, right now, I mean, they're really de-escalating this, and fire trucks are leaving all the time. The fire is out. They're actually letting people back into the building. They will let people spend the night there tonight, except for the two floors that were hit. Once again, not very much damage to the building, considering the kind of smoke that was pouring out of these windows earlier today. And, you know, when it comes to what actually happened today, there was an interesting story from a construction worker I talked to who was across the street, who said he heard the plane sort of revving its engine, trying to pull up, and members of his crew actually saw it swerve to avoid hitting a big glass office tower that's close to here and was trying to turn back out toward the river when it went into the building there around the 40th floor.
I just want to be clear. I heard something. You said, Robert, residents will be able to return to the building except for those two floors, just two floors.
Well, in the immediate affected area, that's what the mayor said, two floors. It may be a couple more floors than that. But he said they're already being able to return to it. Now, currently the street is blocked off. I haven't seen anyone going in yet. And apparently a lot of the debris from this plane was scattered on the street, and that's where they found the bodies. But the plane itself, fairly light, didn't do that much damage for as much for as much fire that was coming out of there. And I should just say, by the way, that 12 firefighters were injured. That's pretty standard for a kind of response like this. But, you know, I talked to some of the firefighters, not they were injured, but there were them, and said that some of them slipped. There was so much water coming down the stairwell that they fell down.
That we're speaking to NPR's Robert Smith from New York City. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.